This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's brilliant to have you on board. If it's the first time you're joining us, welcome. It's fabulous to have you listening to this podcast. And the Kona Edge is the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for and racing in the Ironman World Championships on the Big Island. So it's good to have you with us. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be chatting some running. We head to Australia to touch base with Ben Boyd to find out about some of the things he's done to improve his Ironman run performance. Before we do that, though, there's a huge welcome to a brand new sponsor here on the Kona Edge. And this episode is brought to you by Health IQ. Life insurance is one of those things that we all have to have, right? It's a bit of a grudge purchase, if I have to be honest. But the good news is, because of the active lifestyle that you live, it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. Health IQ has special rates for triathletes, and it's all pretty simple, really. You can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their Cycling IQ or Running IQ. And it's cool too because you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data like race results, Strava or Runkeeper, as well as app data. You know how as a good driver you can save on your motor insurance? Well, Health IQ have a unique mortality model on the health conscious and have lower rates for health conscious people. So what have you got to lose? Head over to healthiq.com/Kona to support the show and learn more, or simply text Health IQ, that's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details straight back. If you want to go straight to that URL, it is healthiq.com/Kona. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching. For the past 11 years, Marni and Carl Sumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As long-time competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletic accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, the athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri Marni Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri Marni believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help triathletes develop and excel on race day. Between them both, they have successfully finished 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, a total of 6 times. Marni is a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them both, they have many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. Tri Marni offers a variety of services from daily and sport nutrition consultations, sweat testing, retool bike fits, private and group training camps, and coaching. To discover more about Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown and we chat some running. We head to Sydney once again, returning guest Ben Boyd. Ben, welcome onto the Kona Edge.
G'day, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, Ben. And I'm looking forward to delving into your run a little bit because it is, out of the three disciplines, you've told me, it is your strongest. You come from a running background. But the danger is obviously cooking it too hard on the bike and then blowing up on the run. You've got to, it's a fine line and it's a tough balancing act, isn't it?
Most certainly is. And it's one thing I'm still learning to do. So it'll be great if I can get it, if I can get that down packed, but still working on it. I think it's just like the perfect triathlon. No one's been able to do that. There's always been issues, but again, it is a hard balance to get right and something that I'm looking at perfecting hopefully soon.
Ben, over the years, can you narrow it down to one or two things that you think has really improved your run with time and helped you get better? That's something that you've done?
I guess it's doing more interval sessions, either outside or on the treadmill, and just working on that high cardio, high cadence speed that you'd get, and building on that with limited breaks in between. Something that has helped me has definitely been that, and working on hill sprints as well is something. As you say, I love to hate.
I think you have to have a bit of a masochistic streak in you in order to be good at the sport. You also struggled with a bit of an injury in the build-up to Kona this year. Plantar fasciitis, you weren't able to do as much running as you possibly would have liked to. Do you think that could almost have been a bit of a blessing in disguise that you didn't go in overcooked? Everyone says, yeah, you want to do the numbers, but often it's better to go in slightly underdone. Did you learn any lessons out of that? Do you take anything out of that going, you know what, maybe I don't need to do as much running as I have been?
I guess the main lesson I learned was to be very, very patient, and my coach had to continually repeat that to me because I was just getting worried and worried about the event. I finally came around and saw that, look, even though my fitness or my running wasn't there, I still had my swimming fitness and my bike fitness. So overall, I knew that I'd be able to complete the run. It was more of a whether the body would hold up for that endurance or the longer run, just because I hadn't been able to get those sessions or hit those sessions through my training. Unfortunately, leading into Kona, I literally got just over a month of training, with the longest run being 16 kilometers leading into the event. So not the best build up to it, but still I was happy to, on the day, I was happy to finish the event. I didn't have to stop, didn't have to walk or anything like that. I was able to continue running and with no issues. So I was very happy to cross the line in the end, though. I'll let you know.
I'm sure. How would that compare? I mean, you say your longest run 16Ks. I know a lot of triathletes. For me, as an example, before my first one, and I still do it now, and whether it's right or wrong, I like to know that I can cover the distance in all three disciplines. So in the build-up to an Ironman, I will swim. Obviously, you swim more than the 3.8 in training all the time. But on the bike, I wanted to know that I could ride 180Ks. And on the marathon, I wanted to know that I can complete a marathon. And I do a lot of ultra marathons too, so I run I run a lot. How would that compare to sort of what you would normally do? 16K long one, what would you normally do if you were fully fit and fighting ready?
So leading into an event, my coach would probably get me to do, I guess the longest would be about a 34, 36 kilometer run. So not hitting that 42 kilometer distance, whether if it was a full Ironman, but pretty much close to it. But within that lead up event for the week, I'd probably get close to 70, maybe 80 kilometers throughout the week. And that includes the long run, obviously, which I usually do on the Sunday.
How do you think that run, having less run training, affected your run in Kona? Do you think it had a massive impact? And I think the point I'm trying to get to is have you learned, like, does it feel like you don't need to do as much volume coming into an Ironman now? Or do you still feel like you need to go back to what you were doing before you got injured?
From a confidence perspective, I think I'd prefer to get those sessions in with the long runs. However, with the experience that I got through the build-up to Kona and the limited training that I got, I found that I was able to still hit my numbers, or I still had that race pace, the consistent tempo pace that you would run for a marathon with very limited training. So it was still there, even though I had 4 months, or I guess over 4 months off, it was still there. But for me, it was more of a confidence issue. So as much as you want to hit those long runs and get as much training as you can get away with it if you play it smart and with limited training.
Absolutely. Favorite run workout, what do you absolutely love doing?
I'd love the long run. Yep. I really do. Getting out on a Sunday morning, just nice and early. There's not very many people out on the road. There's maybe a few cyclists, and just getting that over and done with is quite rewarding, but also satisfying because there's just no one out there. You can kind of clear your head, get that peace of mind going, and it's something that I've missed but looking forward to getting back into soon.
Absolutely. Well, Ben, thank you for joining us on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. Look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Thanks, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Ben, and thank you to you for listening. Just a quick iTunes review for you. It comes from Good For Me, and it says, Brad is a great host. There's such a variety of athletes interviewed. There's some really great tips shared and some amazing personal stories shared about the Kona journey for various athletes. I love it. Well, Good For Me, thank you for that five-star iTunes review. If you haven't left us one yet, please do. It just really helps us spread the message of the sport that we all really love so much. And a massive thank you to our sponsor. This episode was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Go to healthiq.com/Kona to support the show and learn more, or simply text Health IQ, that's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.